Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Now time for Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
All right, well, bold face lie, bold face truth. Rami in for Hoff. What do you got for us, Rami?
All right, let's start with you, Sal. You talked about some of Joe Shane's missed draft picks, not getting a second contract, and with all the things going on with Abdul Carter will not get a second contract with the New York Giants.
I don't think that he will. I think that's a bold-faced truth. He will not get a second contract. I can't imagine. Doesn't mean it's going to be a total bust here. But, I mean, come on. The guy hasn't been productive. Usually you know about edge rushers right away, as it's one thing that's easily transferable from the college game to the NFL game, you would think. And plus the disciplinary stuff already, I would say there's no chance he gets a second contract.
This is where I'm not going to get hung up too much in the emotion of what he's done. I'm going to say that's a bald-faced lie. You're going to get a grown man in here, a big boy, who's going to make him toe the line. And I think he's going to eventually respond favorably. It's been a very disappointing year with the sack total. Yeah, you can tell me about the pressures, which does matter to an extent. And, you know, with some different technique, and that's football stuff. I'll let Baldy worry about that. I do think that he can wreck games eventually as long as he matures and gets some better players around him, which I think he eventually will. So I'm going to say boldface lie. He will be back and get a second contract.
Yeah, new coaching staff would go a long way. I'll start with you, BT, here. We talked about the parity in the NFL yesterday. You said maybe it's a bad thing, but the New England Patriots just ripped off 10 wins in a row. The New England Patriots will represent the AFC in the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you ask me tomorrow, I might have one answer. You ask me on Friday, it might be a little bit of a different answer. I am going to say, you know, I'm going to say that's a bald-faced truth. You know, they're going to be the one seed, barring catastrophe. And because they're going to run the ball well enough, and Drake May is scary good. Like, he really is good. And we know Vrabel's really good. They got a lockdown corner. So any great team they come up against in the playoffs, you would imagine that they'll be able to put some wraps on the passing game. And most of the games, if not all, will be up at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough. I'm going to say bald-faced truth. I just don't know who else I can make a definitive case for. Now, if they had to go on the road, maybe I just say probably not, but because they won't have to, I'm going to say bald-faced truth.
I'm going to say bald-faced lie, although, I mean, you can't be more impressive than they've been. The quarterback, tremendous. The head coach, you know what he's about. The roster overall, they've won 10 straight games. Their plus-minus differential is the best in the AFC, one of the best in the NFL overall. Like, think about that. We were talking about the Patriots just winning games early on. Now it's become some dominant performances here. There's consistency. They're unbeaten on the road. They're unbeaten in the division. With all that being said, I still don't trust it. And I would take the field, Buffalo, Denver, Kansas City maybe even, the Chargers. I would take the field in the AFC over New England right now. Mm-hmm. Now, again, that's probably not likely. I would bet that they're the favorites.
I would have checked that.
There's no, so I have the odds.
Yeah. Yeah,
there's
yeah,
no
nice.
Clear-cut favorite. So the Patriots are the favorites at plus 420.
Okay.
But that's not like heavy favorites.
No.
The next closest is Denver at plus 470, then Buffalo at plus 480, and then it drops off a little bit to Indianapolis and the Ravens 710 and 730 before Kansas City
and
at 880.
And I'm not a chalk picker anyway.
Yeah.
I can't take New England. I would not bet on New England to go to the Super Bowl.
Although Denver's looking nice for you right now.
Yeah, I know. But even so, they got issues with Bo Nix. Like they've been playing so many close games. At some point, they're going to get burned, probably in the postseason. Although, I mean, the avenue may go through Denver in the AFC.
Well, you've loved them for a while. The thing about the Pats, like if they were to win, and as much as I have issues about the NFL season this year, there's just too much parody. We hit this on the show yesterday. I'm not going to reset it. But if Drake May were to get to the Super Bowl and win, well, now you've got, and I do believe that, like, what he's doing is real. I mean, he leads the NFL in yards. He didn't even have a 300-yard passing game before last. Did he finish with three less? I don't think he did. Because they had the touchdown taken away. So he's got, like, 21 touchdowns, six picks. He's in 70-whatever percent completion percentage, number one in football. I say this because then it does get interesting when a young quarterback gets a Super Bowl early, and it's not, like, because he's along for the ride. Like, if Bo Nix and the Broncos win it this year, I don't think anybody would think that Bo Nix would turn into an all-timer. Whereas if May and the Patriots were to win one, you could see the early signs of him maybe getting to 2 and 3, get that profile that makes historical stuff more interesting. I know that was a little long-winded, but yeah, I mean, somebody like May, if you think he's the real deal, which I do, that would be interesting.
He finished with 282, almost like he didn't even try, though, yet last night.
Was it 282? Yeah, there you go.
Are you got the last one?
The last
sounds
one.
Sounds like keep it moving.
Devin Williams obviously signs with the Mets, and you guys talked about it's a good contingency plan if Diaz is not back, but Edwin Diaz will not be back as a New York Met.
Sal, why don't you take that first? Boldface lie, boldface truth. Put him on the spot.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Text your boy Martino. Maybe get the answer right away. Maybe give you some info.
Will Salmon broke the Devin Williams thing.
I saw that.
Good for Will.
Yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm going to say, what was it again?
Devin will, yeah. Sorry, Edwin Diaz will not be a New York Met.
I'm going to say that is a bald-faced lie. Do you think King Cohen is going to let the Met fans down? 3 years, $51 million. Come on, that's peanuts to him. Throw in the casino. You know King Cohen's going big this offseason. Edwin Diaz will be back closing games for the Mets alongside Devin Williams in the eighth inning.
Haven't heard that voice in a while. Always entertaining when you bust it out. Problem is, you're going to be wrong. I think it's going to be. Now, how'd you frame the question?
Yeah.
Jeez.
That he will not be back.
Okay, I know my answer.
Neither
will
this segment, by the way.
God, you got that right. Wait, how'd you frame it again? Hold on. That he will not be back, correct?
Correct.
I'm going to say that is a bald-faced truth. I think that somebody's going to blow him away, whether it's the Dodgers. I don't think that it's inconceivable that he's on the Yankees, which I wouldn't bet
those
on that.
Those are the two favorites, by the
who,
way.
The Dodgers and Yankees?
Yes, if you look at a
good,
betting
good, it
should
market. Be. Well, from a Yankee perspective, they should go get Edwin Diaz. Why wouldn't you do
well,
that?
I think Toronto needs him more.
Okay.
I mean, you know, Bednar's not Diaz, but Bednar's... I'm comfortable with Bednar.
Would you pay five from a Yankee perspective?
I wouldn't pay... No. Okay. You know why I wouldn't pay from a Yankee perspective? Not because I don't think Diaz is really good, because I know the way the Yankees have operated lately. If they carve out 5 years, $100 million, then that means, you know, something else ain't happening that needs to happen. So I would say bald-faced lie. He will not be on the Mets. He will be on a different team.
BT and Sal on the Fan.
I'll try to do better next time.
No, you're fine. You're fine. It's not you. BT and Sal on the Fan. Hawk is calling from Florida. What's up, Hawk?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Oh, man. Sal, man, I love you, man. You're hilarious. But Belichick, man, that's like dating Pamela Anderson from 2 decades ago, bro.
You tell me you wouldn't want to give that a spin?
I can't. Look, I
two
grew
decades
up,
ago?
I mean, now, come on.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, even now.
I'd have to check the body, the face
now,
a little banged up.
Belichick right now, man. I mean, seriously, like, I grew up in Clifton, New Jersey. I moved down to South Florida, so this black cloud of the Giants followed me the last few years down here. Let me tell you, I mean, stability and credibility is what we need.
Yep.
And I don't like him. He's aesthetically, he looks terrible on TV. But I agree with BT, man. It's got to be McCarthy.
But I mean, what do you mean aesthetically? He looks terrible. Who cares what he looks like? Look at Kafka's eyebrows.
He looks lost and clueless. I mean, I laugh at him on the sidelines with Dallas.
Well, how does Belichick look?
Well, and that's the guy you want? He looks lost and clueless. You'd rather have him than Bill Belichick?
Yeah, but you know what? BT, you might agree with me here. Coordinators like to work with McCarthy.
Yeah. Yes.
And we need. Yeah. You gotta think about it. I mean, Quinn. Quinn is a great defensive coordinator.
Uh huh.
And he and I played against him in high school. By the way, he kicked my butt.
Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he opposite mind as me. Yeah, but and honestly, like, it's not just the head coach. It's who wants to work with the head coach. McCarthy doesn't. He doesn't rock the boat. He never rocks the boat. He just sits there. He's steady. It might not look the part, but they want to work with him. So
yeah.
I think McCarthy would be the most credible hire for the Giants.
Hawk,
like you said.
That's what I think. I don't know that Belichick, and thanks for the call. Oh, by the way, is Animal going to give us a buzz tomorrow? Talking Animal. I don't know that anybody would be knocking down Bill Belichick's door to work for him. I know eventually he would have a staff in place, but he's not getting Josh McDaniels because he's already with the Pats. And some of the other coaches that he had a lot of success with early are kind of aged out and out of the game.
Okay, look, we're in the same area. You, me, Hawk, we all want the same type of head coach, meaning an experienced veteran who's a known, proven commodity, right?
Definitely. Yeah, I think they need that at this point.
Okay, so we at least agree on that. Then once we get there, go over the list of those, of the head coaches that are available now that fit that label.
Let's write them down.
Well, okay.
McCarthy, Belichick, Gruden.
Okay.
Flores. You got to count Flores?
I wouldn't put him in that.
Okay. All right. I'll put him next to... I'll put him in a different zip code, state.
He has experience. He's not proven like
other
guys.
True.
I mean,
that's
these guys won Super Bowls.
That's true.
You know?
Who else?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.